What does organic really mean? This is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham. The U.S. Department of Agriculture just determined this month that if you're going to call milk organic, maybe the cows ought to get a little time in a natural setting, you know, like a grassy pasture. Well, now the USDA is proposing a rule about organic fish. For example, some salmon are raised in big pens in the ocean, and instead of just eating organic food, they can also eat anything that swims into the pen, like overfished species. Julie Grant's been looking into this. What's going on here?
These new recommendations by the National Organic Standards Board would go ahead and allow farm fish to eat up to 25% wild food. I was speaking with George Leonard. He's director of aquaculture with the Ocean Conservancy, and he says these standards would weaken the organic label.
You don't change the organic standard to be consistent with current practices. You hold the organic standard steady, and you allow or you incentivize the industry to change their practices to reach that standard.
The new organic fish recommendations still need final approval from the USDA.
All right. Thanks very much, Julie.
Thanks, Lester.
This is the Environment Report. So, getting ready for the big turkey? Well, some people will be eating tofurkey. You know, tofu that's made to taste like turkey. Yeah. Rebecca Williams got a tofurkey cooking lesson from a tofu fan and her meat-eating boyfriend.
Jennifer Sullivan is a vegan, so she doesn't eat any animal products at all. No eggs, no milk, no meat. Every Thanksgiving, she eats tofurkey.
It's a little different. It basically comes just like a little loaf, tofu loaf.
It's like a squishy little brown football in plastic.
And then you just take off the little casing here and put it in a casserole dish. Stick the casserole dish in there. And you're going to want to cook that for about an hour and 15 minutes.
While Jennifer bastes her tofurkey in the oven, her boyfriend chops potatoes and asparagus. Jim Blau was raised on beef and pork. This is his very first tofurkey.
The name was kind of funny at first because I guess I never, you know, ever thought of it. And I've had a lot of tofu now, and, it'll be probably a little bit different taste, but it'll be something I'm sure this is just very delicious, and I'm looking forward to it.
Jim and Jennifer have been together 6 months, so maybe you're thinking, he's just trying to be nice. But Jennifer says she doesn't force Jim or anyone else to eat tofu.
And that's okay. That's their choice. I have just chosen a different lifestyle. All right, we have our tofurkey here. Pretty much just, you know, just like a turkey, nice and brown. I'm going to let Jim do the honors. He's going to carve the tofurkey for the first time.
Well, it carves, texture-wise, it carves like a turkey.
Yeah, it's not quite as dramatic to carve a little brown tofurkey.
Well, hopefully it tastes good after our cooking, though.
Okay, now the verdict.
It's really good. It has... Now, when you chew it, it has a consistency like a turkey. I mean, it's not mushy or anything. It's very firm.
It's really good.
It is really good.
Yeah, okay, well, the real test will be Thanksgiving Day. Jennifer will meet Jim's family for the first time. And, yep, you guessed it. She'll be taking a tofurkey.
That'll go over well. That's the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham.
Support comes from the Joyce Foundation and the USDA's Cooperative Extension Service. Help us spread the word. Tell your friends to come check us out at environmentreport.org. The Environment Report comes from the University of Michigan.